She wasn't called to die for her faith, but she passed away in 1997, a true servant to the faith. Mother Teresa of Calcutta was known the world over for her selfless and enduring care of India's sick, dying, and of the poorest of the poor. Her missionaries of charity are now found in some 130 countries around the globe. The order counts 450 brothers and 5,000 sisters worldwide and operates 600 missions, schools, and shelters. Emer McCarthy tells us a little more about her.
If you receive a little child in my name, you receive me.
Born in Albania, August 26, 1910, for over 45 years, Mother Teresa ministered to the poor, sick, orphaned, and dying, while guiding the missionaries of charity's expansion, first throughout India, and then throughout the world. She is revered by believers and non-believers for her charity work, her commitment to interreligious dialogue, and to her enduring pursuit of peace. In her lifetime, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, the Order of Merit, and honorary degrees from the world's most prestigious universities and academies. But before all else, Mother loved and lived her Catholic faith.
Jesus said, "Whatever you do to the least, you did it to me."
In a message to the Superior General of the Missionaries of Charity, marking the 100th anniversary of Mother Teresa's birth, Pope Benedict XVI described her as an invaluable gift for the Church and the world, and encouraged the Order's sisters to imitate her good work and spirituality. In October 2003, it was his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, who beatified Mother Teresa in a big outdoor celebration in St. Peter's Square. Just 2 years after her death in 1997, responding to what people here called an avalanche of requests and testimonials, the pontiff had dispensed with the 5-year waiting period to begin her cause for sainthood. Photographs of Pope John Paul and Mother Teresa over the years speak of a special bond between them, the tiny nun dwarfed by the towering Pope. John Paul called her an extraordinary example of charity and contemplation.
Esempio straordinario di questa silenziosa missione di carità che nasce dalla costante contemplazione di Gesù sulla croce è Madre Teresa di Calcutta.
Mother Teresa herself likened Pope John Paul to a father in the church.
The church, the bride of Christ, the church, our mother. We can glorify God through the church, in the church, and with the church, by our fidelity to the gift that the church has entrusted to us. The gift of acceptance of ours, of our hands to serve, and our hearts to love. We must not spoil the church by our selfishness and sinfulness, for we all together make the body of Christ, the church. And at present, our Holy Father is a real father to each one of us. If we all have that fidelity, the strength of faith that he is trying to give to each one of us, will help us that fidelity to love the church and to serve the church with a pure heart.
Father Leo Massberg is a diocesan priest from Vienna, Austria, who knew Mother Teresa well and accompanied her on many of her missions outside of India. He also collaborates with the Vatican Commission investigating her cause for sainthood. I talked to him about Pope John Paul's involvement in the cause.
I believe it was Paul VI already who said, nowadays we don't need so much teachers than teachers who are witnesses. The world of today is overfed with information, but the kind of information which a witness gives is a different kind. And I believe that our world is very sensitive to witnesses, to ideals, to personalities which open with their lives and with their actions the way to boundaries beyond the beyond. And I must say Mother Teresa was one of them, because she never only gave you a teaching, she always gave you the example. She was the first to touch the poor, to smile at them, to bear them, to forgive, to be patient. And even to be patient with yourself. And when you feel her forgiveness or your goodness, when you feel it yourself, it's much easier to imitate. And I think that's my reading of the Holy Father's mind.
Now, the cause for the beatification of Mother Teresa is unusual in the sense that Pope John Paul waived the mandatory 5-year waiting period that follows a candidate's death. Was there any sense of urgency in the Pope's actions there?
Well, isn't it more an urgency in the world needing such a well-known testimony? She was very well-known already through her lifetime, so it would have almost been like a break if she had fallen in oblivion. And so by accelerating the course, I feel that he made her from a living saint to a saint living on. And maybe that's a possible explanation or reason for that. Apart from that, he certainly was convinced himself that she was a saint. Because if I remember properly, he already said, almost mistakenly, the big saints of our time, like St. Francis and Mother Teresa. So he was, in his heart, he was convinced that she was a big saint. And so he wanted to, respecting the church's rules and customs, he wanted to have her proclaimed a saint. Yes, Mother Teresa was certainly the missionary of our century and of our millennium, maybe. I believe that she was a millennium saint in the line of St. Francis, St. Benedict, and so on.
So many people, you've often seen pictures of Pope John Paul and Mother Teresa together. What do you see of the two that unites them in some way?
Well, I see that God created each one, or creates each one of us, in a completely different and individual way. And there could be hardly more different people than the Holy Father and Mother Teresa. And still, two things united them very strongly. The first, they loved each other very much. By love, I mean they respected each other. They knew each other very well. They knew, Mother Teresa knew very well what the Holy Father was and what a Holy Father is. So she was full of respect. She accepted his authority like a child. And she would not do anything which fell in his competence without asking him. So, for example, she would not have gone to Russia if the Holy Father had not given her permission. And she asked, sometimes she asked down to the smallest details, because she retained it important to have his blessing and his permission. And the Holy Father, on the other hand, for sure knew exactly whom he had with Mother Teresa. He knew that she was a religious, he knew what a religious was, what a foundress was, and I think he saw much more and more immediate who Mother Teresa was, the greatness of her sanctity. He recognized that immediately. And that's the one side. The second side is that they both looked into the same direction. They both want to bring Christ to the world. And that united them so strongly that these gestures, when you see the Holy Father holding Mother Teresa's cheeks or putting his arm around her, they just show the unity in their mission. In their mission, each one in his individual mission, but completely united in the love of God.
And a warm thanks there to Father Leo Masberg, friend and pastor to Mother Teresa. Well, as we heard earlier, the missionaries of charity that Mother Teresa established today have homes and institutions for lepers, AIDS victims, the sick, and homeless all over the globe. They even have a home here in the Vatican. We went down the street to speak to Missionary of Charity Sister Agnes Marie, who tells us how it came about that the sisters first opened their doors in the Vatican.
The desire to establish our community came about in Calcutta when John Paul II went to visit Mother Teresa and our congregation in 1986. It is there, while visiting one of the houses for the poor and dying destitute, that Pope expressed his desire to have the poor in the Vatican, to which Mother responded, "I will do it." 2 years later, we were allowed to begin our mission in the Vatican according to the desire of the Pope. Here in the Vatican, we run a home for the homeless women. Many of them are mentally disturbed. At present, there are about 30 of them. They come mostly from Europe, but also from Africa and Asia. Our community have 7 sisters, and we come from India, Kenya, Ukraine, and Poland. We run also a soup kitchen for the homeless men. I mean those who live on the street. They come in the evening for a supper, and they go back on the street. In all what we do, we are being supported by many volunteers from all over the world, but especially from Italy, for which we are very grateful. For Mother Teresa and for us, her sisters, it was very important the way we live and approach our work of charity. This is why it is so important for us to practice our loving trust to Christ, total surrender to God, and cheerfulness. Mother used to say that we never know how much and what a simple smile can do. It is not important how much we do, but how much love we put in what we do. What is helping us to live it out is the 4th vow that Mother joined to the 3 evangelical councils. And the 4th vow is wholehearted and free service to the poorest of the poor.
Sister Agnes Marie of the Missionaries of Charity here in the Vatican.
So bring prayer, joy, love, and peace in your family, and you will be able to grow in holiness. Holiness is not a luxury of the few. It's a simple duty. God bless you all.